En dan gaat helemaal raar over Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah. People who are on a mitzvah journey. They're sent to do a certain mitzvah. So they're pater from sukkah. Rashi says, shluchei mitzvah, holchei b'derech mitzvah. To go and vilma Torah. L'hakbu p'nei rabo. V'lifto shvuya. Rashi gives an example that the person's on his way to go to learn Torah somewhere. Torah, if you're learning Torah, you're not pater from sukkah. Right? The halacha is that any mitzvah that is efsher, but efsher l'kayim al-yidei acher, and doesn't have a set time, or doesn't have a set time, so if you're learning Torah, you continue learning and let somebody else do the mitzvah, or do it some other time. But if it's a mitzvah that has a set time and nobody else can do, then you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. So if you'd be learning Torah, you'd have to stop to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. And Masha'ein came to go to learn Torah, and right there, lechor yipater from sukkah. So they bring a raya from here that sometimes the preparation for a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. Going to learn Torah is something that is not extra, is a mitzvah that you're involved in, and therefore also the mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is sukkah. Cholin, u'mishamshayim p'tur min ha-sukkah. Person who's sick, and the people that are attending to him is also pater min ha-sukkah. Ochen v'sholsen aroi chutz ha-sukkah. You're allowed to eat temporarily, not a fixed meal, but a snack outside the sukkah. Okay, Pnei Yeshua asks why it's special agave shluchei mitzvah potter from any mitzvah, not only from sukkah. Ha'osik v'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So you're osik in one mitzvah, you potter from another mitzvah. Why mention it dafka by sukkah? So some say it's to bring up the next the thing of cholin. A person is only a cholah, she'in bo sakana. Cholah, there's not even a cholah that's in bed. But it's mitzvah is potter from the sukkah, that's something special. So we wanted to mention shluchei mitzvah, not only shluchei mitzvah potter by sukkah, even cholin and mishamshein are p'turim in a sukkah. Okay. Rashi, p'turim in a sukkah, v'afilu b'shas chaniyosem. Even when they're resting, and in the middle, what's it called, between traveling, they're also potter from sukkah. Nani Mile, how do you know that a person is osik the mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah? The Tana Rabbana, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, pratla osik the mitzvah. Says, when you're sitting in your house, then you're chayv to read kriyishma. Mashma, that what's if you're osik in the mitzvah, right, then you're pater. V'lechtecha v'aderech, pratla chosin. Right, and v'lechtecha v'aderech, you're walking in your way. That excludes a chosin who's also pater from kriyishma. Nikan omru, akonis es apsula pater. Person marries a virgin, he's potter from reading Kriya Shema. Then that night, yes, almana chayiv. If he marries an almana, he's chayiv. My mashma, where's the mashmos of these psukim that come to tell me these halachas? Om Rav Huna, kederech. Ma derech rishos, avko rishos. Right, it says, lech dechava derech. Derech means something you could do or not do. You don't have to go for a walk. It's talking about a walk, that's rishos. So when you're walking rishos, then you have a chiyuv to read Kriya Shema. But if you're doing something you have to do, a mitzvah, then you're potter. Mafuki haidev a mitzvah osik. And here you're being osik a mitzvah. You're not stam walking and something that's a reshus. You're potter from, where it says, milo askina de ka'ozul dvar mitzvah. Who said, v'lechtech of aderech is talking where you're going just for a dvar reshus. Maybe you're going for a mitzvah. There's nowhere where it's mashma that stam walking is for reshus. Maybe it's talking about a mitzvah. The Kamar Achmana Likri, and still you have to read Kriya Shema. So where is the Mashmos? Where do you see from this Pasuk that Osik Mitzvah is Potter Mitzvah? Where it says, In Kain Lema Krob is Sheves Uvaleches. When you're sitting and you're walking. Not you're walking and you're sitting. Mai Veshiv Techo Uvalech Techo. Veleches Tidcho Hu De Mechayeves. Ha Veleches De Mitzvah Petiris. When you're going for your benefit, then you're Chayev to read Kriya Shema. But if you're going not for your benefit, but for the benefit of Mitzvah, then you're potter. Shmuel says, "Yehochi afilu konis es almana nami." If that's the case, then marrying an almana is also a mitzvah. So you're not involved in your benefit; you're involved in the chiyuv of a mitzvah. The asiyas ha-mitzvah. Right? Shmuel says, "No, konis apsula torit. koni salmona lo tori. When you marry a basula, so it's on your mind that, what's it called, how to make biri shona, because she's a basula, so your mind is occupied with the mitzvah. So when your mind is occupied with the mitzvah, then you're pater from mitzvah. But if your mind's not occupied with the mitzvah, you marry an almana, it has nothing to do with kriyishma. It's not going to affect your saying kriyishma. Right? Lo tarid. Where it says, that's the case, if the ikar is the tirda, is your mind occupied with something else or not, then you should be pater if your mind's occupied with other things. The chohecha the tarid, hachinami the pater. Right? Elameata tovas finaso b'yam. You have a boat that's sinking. The tarid, right? Your mind is occupied with your tzara of the boat sinking. Hachinami the pater, you be pater from kriyishma. The chitema hachinami. V'omer avava barzav the omer rav. Avil chai b'chol ha-mitzvah. Some words b'tora. An avil whose mind is obviously occupied with his avelis, right? He's still chayiv in all mitzvahs. Chutz v'na tefillin, except for tefillin. Sorry, nemar bohem pe'er. Because by tefillin it says pe'er, and avil is not fit for pe'er, and we learn from Yechezkel. The Rav Amram told him that he should leave his tefillin on when he was an avil, but everybody else takes their tefillin off. Shmar says, no, you need two things. Hacha tarit tirda the mitzvah. Hashem tarit tirda rishus. It has to be a mitzvah, and you're occupied with it. But if it's an your mind's occupied, but it's not a mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah and your mind's not occupied, then you're still chayiv. Okay, Rashi. B'shivtecha b'veisecha, prat losu b'mitzvah. She'enu chayiv b'kriyishma. A person, when are you chayiv in kriyishma, and all other mitzvahs, l'chora we can learn from kriyishma, well, the kam b'forish my mashmah. As we go on, we'll explain how we learn it from this pasuk. Uvalechtecha v'aderech prat l'chosan. V'yaf agav dehu nami b'mitzvah tori. L'chora, why do you need two limudim? One for a chosan and one for stam, osik b'mitzvah. A chosan is also osik b'mitzvah. So why do you need two separate limudim? Right? Tzrich l'trei kroi. D'yav iksiv chad, kivin the chosan la behed yuksiv b'kro, havi amin lo potor ha-chosan, v'ele torech v'osa melechas mitzvah b'yadayim, u'mahalech l'mitzvah. If I wouldn't have two psukim, I would say that the one pasuk comes to tell me that if you're actually physically involved in a mitzvah, you're potter from another mitzvah. Aval chosin shuyoshin u'bachar is not physically involved in anything, just his mind is involved. Ve'eno osik av a torah machsheves be'ila lo potter ha-chosin. I would think that the Torah doesn't exempt you from the mitzvah. Hilkach mikra yusei rashmin and the potter mikriyishma, the torah machsheves be'ila. That not only when you're physically involved in the mitzvah, even if you're just mentally involved also. And as a machlokas has shown him what that means. Tosa says that it has to be that you're so involved that you can't do both. You can't mentally worry about the be'ilah and say kriyishma at the same time. And the same thing goes with you're physically involved in a mitzvah, and if you stop doing this mitzvah, if you don't stop doing this, you won't be able to do the other one. It's either one or the other. Then osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. And the chiddush is like Rashi says, that I might think, we'll get to it in a second, I might think that if you have a bigger mitzvah coming up and a smaller mitzvah you're doing now, stop the smaller mitzvah and do the bigger mitzvah. Kamash v'lo, no. Once you're osik b'mitzvah, do the mitzvah you're doing, don't stop it, or you don't have to stop it. It's machlokas whether you have to stop it or you don't have to stop it, and even though the other one is bigger. And the Ran holds that it's not only if you can't do both. That's either or. Even if you could do both. But as long as you are osik the mitzvah, you're doing something, then you're part of from the other mitzvah. It's like ein mavir nala mitzvah. You're involved in a mitzvah, don't get involved in another mitzvah. It's not a question of either or, and the second one's bigger, and the question is leaving the first one to do the second one. The question is, you could really do both. You're still pater from doing the second one, because when you're doing a mitzvah, you're not mechuyif to do another mitzvah at the same time. Torah only is mechayiv mitzvahs. You concentrate on each one separately. Don't do them together, or whatever. That's the limud. Even the Ran, though, agrees that if you're not osik the chlal of the mitzvah, you're just being mechayiv the mitzvah, you're wearing tzitzis, you're not potter from all of the mitzvahs. It has to be that you're doing something. Even though that doing doesn't prevent you from doing the other thing, you're still potter from the second thing, according to the Ran. My mashmah mehani kroy prat l'mitzvah. Where do you see from b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech that it's not talking about when you're doing a mitzvah? Ki derech, holech b'derech schora. Derech usually means you're on a journey, a journey that's not a mitzvah. Gemara says, who said? Milo askinan, v'chi en choyochol lichlo b'mikra derech mitzvah im arishus. Right? Can't say that a derech could also be a derech of mitzvah. Why is derech dafka rishus? And therefore it's talking about both derech mitzvah and derech rishus, so then you're chayiv kriyishma even when you're going for a mitzvah. V'chad derech stam aksiv, u'mashma nami derech mitzvah, komar achman v'chayiv likos. You're chayiv to rekriyishma. So where do you see from this pasuk that it's davka, a derech, where you're not doing a mitzvah? If you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter. Im kein de bederech mitzvah nomikoi, lichto beleches baderech. It's talking also by mitzvah, then say leches baderech, not lechtecha. Lechtecha means you're traveling. You're doing it for your benefit, not for the mitzvah. Tored libo, tored machshavas be'ila. Person marries a besula, so his mind is occupied with the be'ilas mitzvah. Mistabra ki patre kro mishum tir de patre ve'eno yochol lasot b'shnayim ke'echad. Rashi's mashmatosis, that's talking where you can't do both of them. So the question is only, should you do the one you're doing, or should you pick the bigger one to do and leave go of the smaller one, even though that's what you're doing right now? Koni salmona lo tari, but by an almona, yuviyochol akayim mishtayim, you can do both of them. And therefore, what's it called? That's not called osik the mitzvah. Versus imishum tirda, hide the porich mashmalei the tirdaso potraso fisheni yochel echavin eslibo. Now the Gemara thinks that it's the tirda that's the main component over here, because you can't be mechavin. That's why you're potter. The hilka chafilu tovas finoso the Torah b'tzara lifter. That's the case. That even if your boat is sinking, you should be potter from kriyishma. Shenamra b'hem pe'er kidla kamon. Later on, the Gemara will elucidate why an ovel is potter from tefillin and when he's potter. But ovel la bar pe'erhu. An ovel is not somebody to put on glorious things. And tefillin is called the glory. When you glorify yourself, when you're an ovel, it appears like you're not an ovel. And that detracts from the avelus. And therefore, we learn from a pasuk that an ovel is not allowed to wear tefillin at least the first day. Chosin Torah tirad the mitzvah, v'ashmin and krod, v'lo mechaya v'hosir daito ma'sheves mitzvah rishona, v'shvil zu habo'ala. Here Rashi's mashma, you're not mechuyiv to take your mind off the mitzvah that you're now involved in to be involved in a bigger mitzvah. That you're not mechuyiv to do. Mashma, if you wanted to do it, you could. If you want to take your mind off this mitzvah, you can get involved in the second mitzvah. But ha'usik mitzvah, potter mitzvah means you're not chayiv to do that. But not that it's awesome. And others learn, no. So get a vein mavir now a mitzvah. You're involved in a mitzvah. Don't leave that mitzvah for anything. You're chayiv to do that first mitzvah, not leave it for a second mitzvah. Eliyasek b'rishonah, v'yitim libo lios baki b'dover. Right? Be involved in that first mitzvah and concentrate on what you're doing. Tirda de rechshus, sha'afal pishu chayiv linho gavela shom ne'ila rechitza v'sicha. Why is avela called tirda of rishus, because even though you have to do actions when you're an ovel, right, but you're not laharas covered meso, that shows covered for the nifter, you're not involved in your regular activities, right, that's what you're supposed to do. Ovel, ain't ochayiv mitztayir, there's no mitzvah for an ovel to be mitztayir, there's no, so the tirda that you're thinking about your ovel is only rishus. Mashenkin, they say, be an onain, Aninus, there the ikr is the tsar. By Aninus, the ikr is the tsar. You don't do anything. The ikr there is the mitzayir over your mace. Once you're an oval, the ikr is not the tsar, the ikr is what you do, the actions. Okay, the next piece is where we actually learn out Osik the mitzvah. Here the Gemara thinks we learn out from Kriyishma. Uvalechtech of Aderech, your halicha, that's when you chayav Kriyishma. And if not, you're potter. And we need two psukim. One for a case where you're only involved mentally, and the other where you're involved, what's it called, physically, which is the opposite. One for where you're involved physically, and the other one even if you're only involved mentally.